So thank you, everybody, for supporting Project Veritas. This video tonight was, I mean, nothing short of a bombshell, I think. And, you know, just being in the restaurant itself was easily the most shocking interaction I've had in my 4 years at this organization. And I just want to say, James, you have continuously surprised me. Well, not, I guess it's not a surprise, but your composure and your ability to ask the prudent questions, even in times of high stress situations, is always commendable and something that I hope that other journalists can try and follow suit, whether it's on CNN, MSNBC, the traditional media. I mean, whatever you have to say about them, but you're the one leading the fight in how to actually ask questions. And it's an honor to be working at Project Veritas, and it's an honor to be in a space where everybody is really trying to find the truth in a time where truth is a fleeting idea, or an idea that people want to suppress as fast as possible, like in Twitter 1.0. And Twitter 2.0 has become such a beautiful thing, and Elon has really allowed everybody to express themselves, even though it might feel at sometimes on this app and website that it's quiet, or people aren't getting the engagement that they deserve, or that they feel like they, you know, are interacting with. But Twitter 2.0, I think, is going to be an exciting platform for Project Veritas. Like you said, James, we're going to work very closely on this new platform to make sure that Veritas, the truth, is heard by the American public, and not just the American public, but by the global public, because information is the most powerful thing. The pen is mightier than the sword. And these ideas were enshrined in our Constitution, in our Declaration of Independence 200 years ago. And it's an idea that I hope that many people don't lose sight of or don't take for granted anytime soon. And I just want to say thank you, James, for an incredible few years here. And it's I can't wait for more to come.
Thank you, Gavin. Thanks for having my back in the restaurant when the guy was attacking
everyone. Anytime.
On that, and the pen is mightier than the sword. Information and exposure is more important than political coercion. All right, guys. Thank you all. This is James O'Keefe reporting from New York. I'm signing off. Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for joining me again with some of your precious free time. And that audio you heard in the beginning was the very tail end of a Twitter space that just ended with James O'Keefe. You heard him sign off. And the person speaking before James was the cameraman who caught all of this footage right here. And he's the one that was running backwards ahead of James down the sidewalk when he was interviewing someone walking down the street recently. So he's a very brave individual. And they were saying, after I quit recording, I didn't know they were going to say something epic, but they said that cameraman is the only one who gets hazard pay at Project Veritas. So I thought that was pretty funny. They have this wild story when they went to confront the Pfizer executive. They got assaulted and a whole bunch of crazy stuff happened. So let's check that out. And the space tonight was, you could probably get it on a recording, but it's nearly 3 hours. It was a very good space. I listened to it while I was eating dinner tonight in between shows. And it was a pretty epic space, but I couldn't bring all of it. I would, you know, it was a 3 hour, it would be a 3 hour recording. It was epic though. So if you really want to listen to it, it's probably available as a recording very soon. I think it's just ending. You heard James sign off, and the rest of his people said they were going to say one other thing and sign off, because it's close to midnight now. So it started at 9 p.m. Eastern, and now it ended at close to midnight. So let's check out this video. It looks pretty wild. I can't wait to see it. this guy, you know how these people are. Apparently, this guy did not react very well at all to being exposed. That's how these demons are, you know. I confronted some demons once. The Skeptic Society, who try to poo-poo everything that's real. And I told them about Dr. Emoto, and they absolutely flipped out on me in a public place. And I was shocked at their reaction. I shouldn't have been. But they got vulgar and profane with me. And I was all alone with the truth. So I know exactly how James O'Keefe feels.
Hey there. Is this seat taken?
You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date by lying. This is absurd.
Please don't touch me.
Well, this is not, by the way, don't tell anybody.
This is someone who is just working in a company to literally help the public. You f*** up. You really did. Please bring the cops as soon as possible. I'm really very unsafe.
Can you please unlock your door?
No, no, don't let them leave.
Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door. We're trying to get unlock the door.
Spies are not wanting the public to know that you guys are doing directed evolution.
What's going on here? That feels like an interview.
I don't know, it's gonna freak me out. Maybe these like flashbacks to that like same organization of like those conservative people who like randomly go into organizations and then like befriend people who work in these organizations and then report them, which happened to people at Pfizer. So it's like it freaks me out when people start asking a lot of questions about work. It's
really?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Why are we back on this cover?
Because I just want to know the answer.
You're not about to be reporting me. Oh my god, Jason, that'd be horrible. You better not be reporting me or something.
Hey there. Is this seat taken?
What?
Hi. You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? What is happening here?
Why?
What is going on here? This is absurd.
Why does Pfizer want to hide from the public that they're mutating the COVID virus?
Oh my god.
You're on video. Mutating
what is
COVID
going
virus.
On here? I need to call the police right now. This is.
I don't know what's going on either.
This is ridiculous.
So you're on video. I'm a journalist.
Bro, first of all, I'm literally a liar.
He's on video.
Whoa.
You're saying we're exploring how the virus keeps mutating.
Yes,
one of the things we're exploring is why don't we mutate the virus?
I don't know what's happening, but I really need the cops here right now.
So,
what is this?
Please do call the police. Please do.
You can't do this here, guys.
Okay. You're gonna call the police. He's gonna call the police for asking him a question. Please do call the police. Please do. He's on tape here talking about mutating the COVID virus. Can I talk to you outside about this?
Absolutely not. You cannot use my likeness on this. What is your name? Because you fucked up. You really did. I'm about to see you. This is absurd.
Please.
You have someone mock me as if they're going on a date to record me. You don't even know my position at this. I was trying to impress a person on a date.
What's your
by
position?
Lying. I was literally trying. Okay. I'm not even a scientist by background. You know
what
that I came
position?
From a consulting firm
right.
that does business.
Please,
absurd.
Please don't touch me.
This is absurd. Please call the cops here.
Please do call the cops. Please do.
Please.
Why would you call the cops if you have nothing to hide? So he's obviously having one of the most outrageous reactions I've ever seen in the history of Project Veritas. He's threatening to call the police. Okay. He grabbed the microphone. The question is, why is he calling the police?
Please stop. I'm trying to pay their bill. Can I get a check for their bill?
No, do not give me your check. No, don't let them leave. Because I want the cops to know this.
Do you want to put me in jail for asking you a question?
Yes, sir.
What is the intention of calling the police?
They have like no one's vision right now. We have several witnesses.
Could I talk to you, please, about this video?
Okay, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 white
people. Why would you bring race into this?
Please bring the cops as soon as possible. I feel very unsafe.
We have you on tape talking about mutating the COVID virus.
No one mutates a COVID virus.
Show you the May I show you the video?
No, I want to call the police, but please don't want to leave.
Do we have to leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry,
no, you cannot just leave.
Are you, do you want me to
I want the police to come here and see all of you people. Because this
can
is
I,
insane.
Can I ask you about this video?
Insane.
Please.
You can tell them about how he's lying to a press.
Here, just, is it true what you said?
What is this? No. I literally was on a birthday with a guy, and like normal men, you lie to impress a date.
Mutating viruses? Do you not work for Pfizer?
This guy, I thought he was a date.
Sir, do you not work for Pfizer? Do you work for?
I was a contractor. What the fuck are you?
Do you currently work for Pfizer? Yes or no? Do you currently work for Pfizer? Yes or no?
What are you talking about here? Please, I want the cops to be here.
So you don't work for Pfizer.
You can't do this.
He doesn't want me to leave, ma'am. He wants the cops here, but he doesn't want me to leave. So I'm in a little bit of a predicament because she's asking me to leave, but he doesn't want me to leave. So what should we do?
Okay, so these people have just, I was on a
Hi,
date.
You're on a video
and
here.
These people literally left
Look,
out of nowhere.
Pfizer is this mutating is the virus.
This is absurd.
Look at this
no,
video.
No, I literally said that. What are you talking about?
Well, this is not, by the way, don't tell anybody.
Why are you doing this to someone who was just working at a company to literally help the public?
Why do you want to hide it from the public?
I don't know who you people are, and I can't believe I'm going to trust them right now.
So why do you want to hide it from the public?
Stop all this stuff aside. I don't know personally.
If you suspect that mutating COVID virus, is this the way the virus started in Wuhan? Why do you think it's okay for Pfizer to do that?
We were sitting on a table.
He's filming the restaurant owner right now. He's filming her. I don't know why he's filming her.
No, don't.
Would you like me to leave? Because he's asking me not to leave. And he's consenting to my presence. Ma'am, are we allowed to just stay and ask a few questions?
Please don't ask them.
It's pretty remarkable that they call the police on us every time we show up and ask questions. Every time. You say Pfizer is planning on doing research in the future, then claim that there's an ongoing research about that, and that there better not be any more outbreaks.
Hello?
Which is it? Are these experiments happening or not? Calling the police.
We can do it right up front.
Okay.
No, do not leave. Do not leave. Please don't let them leave.
What's that?
They locked us in.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. Do you want us to leave or not?
Ma'am, you locked the door.
Ma'am?
Ma'am, we're trying to leave, but you locked us in here.
Call our attorney.
Can you please unlock your door? Let us out.
No, I don't know what's going on. I don't want anyone leaving from right now. What's going on? What are you trying to kill me?
Can you please unlock your door?
No, don't let them leave. Please.
Can you unlock the door?
I still have safe. Please, no, don't let them out. Don't let them out.
Could you please let us leave, ma'am?
I don't know what's happening. You can't lock us in.
We'd like to leave. We'd like to leave. Please unlock the door.
See, now they're worried because they know
what they're doing.
No,
stop.
Please, please unlock the door. Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door. 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 This is remarkable here. Thank you. Thank you. We're trying to get unlock the door. Unlock the door. Unlock the door. Unlock the door.
Unlock the door. It is not. Stop. Let go of me. Now you're hurting me. What is going on here? You cannot just record people like that.
Come on.
It's not okay.
Come on.
It's not okay.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. We're in New York City. This is remarkable what you just witnessed here in the restaurant. Come on, guys. Where's the car? Where's the vehicle?
Keep walking.
Come on. This is insane. You just witnessed one of the most remarkable interactions ever. Do we have the iPad? So we're getting into the vehicle now. Where's our car?
He's charging the guy, charging.
I can't make an arrest at this point if you don't have the victim right here.
Okay. If he was here, you'd arrest that guy?
If he was here, yes.
Oh, then we could just walk away then. Not worry about it.
If that's what you guys want to do, then yes.
Oh my God. Something happened to my Zoom. So I don't know how this recording's going to turn out. It just said that it crashed suddenly, but it's recording now. So let's see what the video is all about from Tucker.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. How powerful exactly are the big pharmaceutical companies in this country? Consider the news that did not break today. The pro-transparency news organization, Project Veritas, just released an undercover video of a Pfizer executive bragging on camera about how his company conducts a kind of Frankenstein science, manipulating COVID viruses for profit, imperiling potentially the entire world, doing it in secret, possibly in violation of federal law, bragging about this. And you would think every reporter in this country would be itching to follow up on it, calling Pfizer, telling the public about it. But no, that's not happening. In the 24 hours since Project Veritas posted this footage, it has been viewed more than 12 million times on Twitter. No other media outlet has covered the story at all. MSNBC and CNN, which perhaps not coincidentally take huge amounts of advertising dollars from Pfizer, those two channels have devoted a total of 0 seconds to the story. We'll just go online and find out about it. Well, Google, the biggest search engine in the world, which has a monopoly on search in this country, appears to have gone out of its way to make it much more difficult for users to learn anything about the Pfizer executive pictured in the footage. And so there is, in other words, on television and in most places online, a near total media blackout of this story. How powerful is Big Pharma? That powerful. Now, that footage shows a Pfizer executive called Jordan Tristan Walker. He is, according to the documents Project Veritas posted, Pfizer's, quote, director of research and development for strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning. He's just two reports removed from the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla. His name is Jordan Walker once again. Here he is.
You know the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate ourselves so we can develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be a pharma company mutating viruses.
Fine. The thing about mutating COVID, we're not going to say it to the public. We're quoting, one of the things we're exploring is, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can preemptively develop new vaccines? Now, what does that sound like? Does that sound familiar? Well, it sounds a lot like the gain of function research you read about, the research that was occurring at the Wuhan lab just before COVID broke out of the lab and overturned the world and wrecked the US economy. That was the research that Tony Fauci lied about under oath. Well, in the clip you just saw, the Pfizer executive is careful to say it's not happening right now, but it is something that Pfizer is secretly considering. Not telling the public. But in another undercover video, also shot by Project Veritas, Walker suggests that research to mutate viruses is ongoing.
Sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like, it's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. So directed evolution is very different.
Direct evolution?
Directed evolution.
It's not gain of function. Oh, no, it's directed evolution. So if you're wondering how Tony Fauci was allowed to lie under oath and get away with it, the FBI did not raid his house. He was never handcuffed. Maybe it's because he used a different term for the same thing. At Pfizer, apparently, they're just calling it directed evolution.
Well, they're still kind of conducting the experiments on it, but it seems like they've heard they're kind of optimizing it, but they're going slow. They were very cautious, so, you know.
Right.
Now they don't want to kind of accelerate it too much.
Yeah.
But I think they're also just trying to do it as an exploratory thing, because you obviously don't want to advertise later, kind of, without future mutation.
Yeah, you don't. They're still kind of conducting experiments on it. You just don't want to advertise that you're figuring out future mutations. And by the way, that's why gain of function research was banned until 2017 when Tony Fauci helped restart it. And the result was, of course, COVID. So Walker, in this tape, made it very clear that Pfizer is worried about a repeat of the COVID lab leak.
I have to be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate, which doesn't create something like, you know, it goes everywhere.
So crazy.
Just the way that the virus started, they're moving on. To be honest, like, it makes no sense that this virus is popping out of nowhere.
And, of course, the point is to make money.
I mean, either way, it's going to be a cash cow. COVID is going to be a cash cow for us for a while going forward.
Walker's thought this through. This is not just off the top of his head. He's not stupid. And he's clearly thought through the potential consequences of this research. But he also is honest enough to admit that COVID's been a cash cow for us. Why aren't they regulating a company like Pfizer? Could it be that regulatory capture is real? We don't have to guess anymore because Jordan Walker explains it for us.
For all government officials?
Wow.
Yeah, for any industry, though. So, like, in the pharma industry, all the government officials who, like, you know, review our drugs, they come work for pharma companies.
You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating COVID viruses?
It's a lie.
I'm going to impress a person on a date.
What's your
lie? This is what you're trying to touch me.
Well, this is not why the way.
Why are you doing
don't
this?
Tell anybody.
Oh, my. You're working a company to literally help the public.
So that was the end of it. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas shows up and informs Walker he's been recorded, and he's clearly upset. And of course, you can understand why. He's shocked. He didn't know anyone was filming. Someone was. But what's so interesting is his first excuse is, I was lying. When in fact, he has explained in a very sophisticated and very believable way how Washington works. And no executive at a pharma company has ever been filmed saying that on camera before. And then the situation begins to degrade.
Please unlock the door.
This is remarkable here.
They're trying to get the door. Unlock the door.
What was that? This guy's a pretty high-level Pfizer executive confirming a lot of things you already suspected and telling you things you had no idea were going on. So, of course, you'd want to know, what? Was that real? And what does Pfizer have to say about it? Well, no one else is calling Pfizer, so we did. We didn't have complex questions, very simple ones. We called and emailed Pfizer all day. But despite their famously well-funded PR department, all the lobbying money they spend, they did not get back to us. They refused to answer. So we contacted instead Dr. Robert Malone. From what you saw in that tape, does it sound like Pfizer is conducting or contemplating conducting research that is effectively like gain of function? Well, how is that allowed?
Precisely. So the biowarfare treaty is like a cheesecloth that's so leaky. And Pfizer is a global company that's quite clear with massive resources, the ability to conduct research in virtually any region. They have the ability with their money and power, as you've seen, to define the rules and construct their own reality. In fact, this is the second time that Veritas has caught somebody saying this. They caught an employee at BARDA basically saying the same thing, as I recall previously.
It's completely corrupt. That is corrupt. Dr. Robert Malone, thank you so much for your perspective.
How the is doing work to mutate COVID.
I'm sorry, but Zoom is acting up. It's done that twice now in this recording, and I have no idea what's happening. I can't even find. Here it is. I'm recording, but not screen sharing. It just stops working all of a sudden. I don't know what to do. It's done that twice now. Let me reset it up.
Recording.
Okay, so it's almost like I'm being censored by Zoom. It's It's kicked off twice now. I don't know what to say. Let me try again.
Via something called directed evolution in order for the company to make more drugs for you. Take a listen to this. Project Veritas caught this audio.
Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No, don't tell anyone this. You gotta publish your own title. We're exploring, like, now, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can put create unduly developed new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're gonna do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating viruses. It's gonna be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something crazy.
But is the way that the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest, like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. And, like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, so apparently we've jumped from the pages of a sci-fi novel to real life, and here we are. The man behind Project Veritas, who we always enjoy talking to and always appreciate his journalism, joins us now, is James O'Keefe. He's the founder of Project Veritas and the author of American Muckraker. James, good to talk to you, sir.
Hey, Vince, great to be with you.
Tell me about Jordan Tristan Walker. He's a director. There are people who are higher up than him at the company, but he's a real deal guy, isn't he?
Yeah, this is a guy that is a mid-level director, three steps below the CEO. He's got a doctorate. There's a lot of reports, Vince, circulating that that this is not a real person. This is a person. In fact, we've obtained internal Pfizer documents showing that he's a real person. In fact, we've obtained the staff chart for Pfizer internally, and so we know that he actually works there. He works on the mRNA scientific planning, and he talks about experimenting with animals. This video, Vince, is the most watched video in the history of Project Veritas. It's got some 13 million views right now out there alone. It's become an internet phenomenon. Pfizer has not officially responded. We've called for comment. However, have disabled their comment section on TikTok and other medium, which is very indicative and illustrative of how seriously they're taking that. And there's more to come. We have another one coming out in just a couple hours from now.
I'm not surprised. Pfizer's moving to censor internet spaces yet again. They had at least one of their executives working to censor people on Twitter throughout the pandemic who expressed that natural immunity might have been good for you. I have noticed that quite a few of this guy's own social media pages are disappearing from the internet as we speak.
Yep, that's right. And he, you know, people are doing some deep dives on his background. He apparently went to Yale, got his medical degree in Texas, has been working for a number of years. He's not a low-level guy. I had an encounter with him two nights ago. We're producing that and putting that out imminently. And it's one of the more riveting and bizarre encounters. One of the things that he'd say to me was that he is trying to help people. So some confirmation there that they're doing the right thing. And also spoke to his supervisor, his colleague, but no one will talk to us. And, you know, part of the problem, Vince, is that a lot of the media companies there have corporate advertising. They're brought to you by Pfizer. You know, that's the what you hear on commercials.
Yeah.
So it's really important for there to be independent journalism, which is what Project Veritas does.
So I'm trying to figure out, you know, what all of this science is. So he claims in the video that Pfizer is it your understanding that this is actively happening, or it's something that Pfizer is planning to do, direct mutation, directed evolution of these viruses?
He's talking about that it's something that they're actively planning, and they're having meetings discussing, and they're, quote, exploring why don't we just mutate COVID ourselves so we could create new vaccines. Quote, if we're to do that, there's a risk of, as you can imagine, having a pharma company making effing viruses. And then he says, quote, please don't tell anybody. Promise me that you won't tell anybody. And they talk about how they put the virus in monkeys and cause them to keep infecting each other. You know, and talks about how you have to do this in a very controlled environment.
Yes.
When you mutate this, so it doesn't go everywhere. And then he also confirms this mid-level Pfizer executive that the virus he believes is the virus in Wuhan. So a lot of these people will say things privately. We've seen this before.
Right.
We've done a number of these, but they just won't say it publicly.
Well, putting the viruses back and forth between two different mammals over and over and over again does sound awfully familiar, because that was kind of the arrangement going on in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They called it passaging, and they were using mice with humanized lungs in order to conduct what we know now as gain of function research. But in this video that you've gathered, in the undercover video, he claims that this is somehow different than gain of function. It's not the same.
Yeah, it's sort of a word game. And I was on Twitter space last night. I'll probably start another one tonight after I release this next video. And it seems like they're saying not gain of function. They're calling it directed evolution. But a lot of the doctors that we interviewed basically said that it is gain of function. But a lot of our subjects believe that they just change the language of what they're doing. That they change, they refer to the substance of what they're doing. It changes the substance of what they're doing. It's very postmodern. But we've seen that time and time again.
Yes.
To avoid accountability.
Yeah, that's a Fauci move. Fauci, sitting before Congress, was pulling the same stunt over and over and over again. And the reality is, I don't care what you call it, if you're making viruses more infectious and dangerous to humans, you are doing something that is that most people would disapprove of, actually, if they knew about it.
Correct. And I think even people on the left would disapprove of it, and it's sort of interesting. There's no negative comment, no negative things. There's only one Newsweek article that come out, which is it's just hilarious to read because they're talking about the editing of the video and interstitials and sound on camera from James. It's like, why don't you just write an article how they write New York Times articles if we're going to deconstruct sentences, rather than actually address the merits of this. And a lot of people say, well, I don't know if they're a real person. It's like, well, here's all the internal documents showing his Pfizer email address and the staff chart. You know, and it's fascinating to watch these media organizations have cognitive dissonance and refuse to make verifying or corroborating on their own when the guy's literally on tape and you see his lips moving.
Yeah, they're not interested in speaking truth to power. They're defensive of power. They close ranks around power as quickly as possible. So you put this out. The media's reaction to it is it to attack you for editing the video, which you're supposed to do if you do an act of journalism. You should edit it to make it something that somebody can actually consume. And here you are doing that very thing. And and this came out what time yesterday? This was late last night, around 7, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, it came out at 8 o'clock. It's currently 3:45. It's got some 12.5 million views on Twitter. Most watched video ever. Most engaged tweet ever, at least us, and that's saying something. And I would say the media reaction has been wasn't the Guardian. It was Mail Online. Daily put up an article, then took it down. I think there has been some concern. It's not a real human being. It's almost hard to believe that a big pharma executive would say these things, but he did. We stand by our reporting, and you will see my encounter with him imminently. It's one of the most ripped things you'll ever see. He got aggressive. He attacked the cameraman. He smashed the iPad on the floor and more. And that really tells you a lot.
When you say he attacked, you're talking about a physical assault or something?
There was a physical altercation with our security detail and him. It's something, and it's coming out shortly, and I hope that makes journalists interested in actually doing work. I think we're at a crossroads, we're at a turning point, whatever you want to call it. The pendulum is, I think, swinging back, because I think people are interested in this sort of journalism. They're more interested in this sort of journalism than in corporate media covering up for those in power. That's really not interesting anymore, I think, to most people.
Well, this is why the left really hates Elon Musk being at the head of Twitter. The fact is, your video is still up. It remains unmolested at this hour, which is a good thing. People can see it. It's getting tens of millions of views. And as a result, we're in this bizarro universe where Pfizer's PR team thinks that they don't have to respond to this so long as the New York Times doesn't talk about it. Is that where we are?
Correct. That is exactly where we are. I don't think we've reached the turning point yet where I still think we need legacy media to cover our work for it to have legs, but I don't know if we're at that turning point yet. But Elon taking over Twitter has, maybe we're there. Most people consume their information from Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and those places. So we might be there, but those companies, those corporations, those government agencies, they just have this veneer and cognitive dissonance where, as long as the New York Times isn't asking them to comment, they think they can ignore it. I think they're wrong in the long tail. I think that won't work over time. It works right now. You know, because people, a lot, most Americans, maybe more than 50%, just believe what they're told on Wikipedia and CNN. But that is changing.
The only other thing that might compel them at this stage to respond is if members of Congress who have actual power begin to vocalize concerns. Have any Republicans, to your knowledge, said anything about your reporting?
Oh, yes, yes. I would say, without breaking confidence, the majority of Republicans in Congress are passionate, interested, and helpful to Project Veritas right now. But we need a Democrat. I mean, there has to be first of all, the Senate doesn't have super power. I mean, the House might, and Congress has enumerated power. They can do all sorts of things with the government and with agencies and with corporations. But, I mean, you need... My goal is to have a couple Democrats go, this is outrageous, right? We've had school politicians do it, but come on. I mean, I don't even care what your view is on the vaccine or Pfizer or any of that. I don't care what political views are. It's wrong to lie to your consumers and to admit you are doing that. It's wrong to say, I am lying and I am hiding this from the public. I mean, the arrogance, the lack of introspection, and the narcissism on display here, I think everyone should be against that. And I need at least one Democrat, I know that this is a broadcast in Washington, D.C., to come out and say this is wrong. That's where we're going to make progress.
Yeah, I mean, Pfizer has maintained this very cozy relationship with the government. Because especially, look, I mean, they're making all their money off of the COVID vaccine. So, and they're able to get free advertising. The government pays for all the advertising, no side effects listed. They're able to push the jab all over the place. The government mandates doing the very same thing, helping Pfizer's bottom line. It's definitely enriched them as a company. Remember going back to the election, the 2020 election, Pfizer withheld efficacy data until the election was concluded, released it right after the election to say, yeah, actually, the vaccine's great. The vaccine that Donald Trump had put so much effort into helping to support while he was president of the United States via Operation Warp Speed, they didn't even release the efficacy data until the election was over. And so at some point you go, wait a second, the deception, a little much for a company that's supposed to be helping people with medicine.
Yeah, Walker also says that the revolving door for all government officials with the FDA, he says, quote, it's pretty good for the industry, it's bad for everyone else in America. What an extraordinary confession by this Pfizer executive, quote, great for us, it's horrible for Americans. And he says that when the regulators reviewing our drugs know, this is a direct quote, that once they stop regulating, they're going to work for the company.
Yes.
They're not going to be as hard towards the company that's given them a job. What an admission. And that's why we need more videos like this from whistleblowers.
That's James O'Keefe, that's exactly how we got the opioid crisis. The FDA signed off on Purdue Pharma's OxyContin drug and did and soft-pedaled the addiction risk. And then the guy who was in charge of that went and worked for Purdue Pharma after he left the government. I mean, it is just, it's exactly that arrangement.
I'll leave you, your audience, this. You know, we're a nonprofit, tax-deductible organization. I hope you donate to Project Veritas. We take no advertising money. We're not brought to you by Pfizer. We're not brought to you by anybody. No one tells us what to do. So I hope you donate, but I also hope people understand that this is not a political story. Everyone's got their tribal political views against for the vaccine. I don't really have a perspective. I'm not a scientist or a doctor. I'm a journalist. It's wrong to lie to people. It's wrong to lie to the public when you have that much power. Just be honest is all I ask. And that's why I think it's not a political story. This is a story about lying to the people. Support Project Veritas by donating at projectveritas.com or by sending us a tip at veritastips@protonmail.com. We appreciate you guys out there who support us. I know many of you do. And stay tuned for the most riveting, bizarre, entertaining, enlightening interaction between me and this guy out probably about 30 minutes.
Things get physical, we're told. James O'Keefe, thank you very much from Project Veritas. Good to have you today.
Thanks, man.
All right, it's 3:50 now.
Okay, for even more on the story, we have to see Twitter and look at Project Veritas on Twitter. Now, this is a video. We've already seen it. I'm not going to play it again. But this, they just posted this 55 minutes ago, 5x5. You got it? Guess what? Pfizer exec Jordan Tristan Walker wrote in a 2011 college blog of his that he wants to work for a pharmaceutical company running clinical trials and assist the evil big pharma companies. Look, that is a direct quote interesting. And there's a link to the blog spot where he posted it. Me and my blog, Tristan Walker. And it's a good thing I'm documenting this before he takes it down. So let me read it to you guys and see what this guy really thinks. Me and my blog, Friday, May 13th, Friday the 13th, 2011. Come on, man. He wrote this Ivy Premed, me and my blog on Friday the 13th. Salve. My name is Jordan Walker, and I am currently a sophomore, soon to be junior at Yale University. At Yale, I am pursuing a pre-med track, and I wanted to create this blog to write about my experiences and post about other things I've noticed in healthcare. Aside from academics, I currently work in a medical genetics clinic, shadow at Yale New Haven Hospital, am active in the Yale Political Union and the Roosevelt Institute on campus. Oh, no kidding, the Roosevelt Institute. This summer, I was lucky enough to be offered a position in a diabetes research lab at the Anlin Center, which is located in a medical complex near the Yale School of Medicine. As far as future aspirations go, I intend to go to medical school, obviously at the University of Texas's Southwestern Medical School or Georgetown Medical School. After that, I would like to complete a residency in internal medicine and go on to become either a private practice internist or work for a pharmaceutical company running clinical trials. Yes, I am a diehard capitalist who wants to assist the big evil pharma companies. You know, the ones whose research develops life-saving therapies like Viagra. Oh my God. He thinks he's the court jester or something. The court jester of genocide. This guy is seriously mental. If I choose not to go down either of those paths, then I will become a physician for either the Marines or the Navy. My uncle was a Marine and made it sound badass, but I also love water and hopefully get to see exotic locales and explore the world. Oh my God, judging by how he attacked James O'Keefe, I don't think he would have been an asset to our military. In terms of this blog, it will cover a wide range of topics depending on my specific inclinations of the day, from healthcare policy to medical schools to the more mundane aspects of being a pre-med grade zero. I hope to cover all that and more. In reality, I doubt many people will view this blog. So it is mostly for me and us, guys. That is too funny. I have always wanted to write books. My first one was written in middle school, and it was no doubt ghastly. And hope to one day become a novelist as well as a doctor, or at least that is what I keep telling myself while I imagine my perfect future. For me, the best thing that could happen would be for me to publish my first book the year I graduate from medical school. Eventually, I would like to write a trilogy of books in the fantasy realm akin to the Erdogan books, but better, because they would have a deeper underlying message, which I failed to notice in Aragon. Or rather, I read it at such a young age that I don't even remember what it was about. Either way, I'm sure my novel will be better, or at least the movie will be made that will be made from it, because the Aragon movie was dreadful. Well, your movie's pretty dreadful, dude. We're getting hammered by your company. Well, that's who I am, and I hope all two of you who will actually read this we'll enjoy the blog from here on out. Well, I'm so glad I could make you famous, Jordan. Tristan Walker. That was amazing. He planned on killing us his whole life since college. Can you believe that? Okay, so I'm sitting here with my jaw hanging open reading these comments. There was nothing between May 15th, 2011, when Unknown said, "Oh, and one more thing, you are a nerd." Wow. A special kind of nerd with the hell-bent situation in his head. Apparently, he planned what he did for a long time. "Boy, do I have a job for you," says Pfizer. young man. And then Flanzy says, look, with the eyeballs. And then Pfizer said, hey, Mr. Flanzy, stay away. This is a criminals only conversation. And Flanzy says, I wouldn't be part of the evil Pfizer Corporation. And he's crying. And Moderna says, Flanzy, you can join us. Are you serious? And then Flanzy says, follow me on Twitter at Flanzy. Project Veritas is the real news. So I, of course, said, fabulous, riveting footage of you on Fox News. You did what you said here. Thanks. Best of luck to you. Humanity can alchemize this now as a permanent record for all time. Be blessed. That's what you say to genocidal homicidal maniacs. Over President Trump, he said, I think that AT&T, which is heavily over-leveraged, and he put a dollar sign in front of leveraged, and its DirecTV should cancel CNN and MSDNC, MSNBC in parentheses, in that their ratings are so pathetically bad that it must be an embarrassment to be associated with them. Put Newsmax and OAN back on. The Republican Party demands it. Humanity demands it, yo. Although Newsmax still has to answer to why they fired Lara Logan, because she's one of the best reporters out there exposing the child trafficking. That's why they canceled her. Cancel CNN and MSDNC. This is the same thing he said. Fake news should not be allowed to stink up our airwaves. DirecTV, which is doing really, really badly, and AT&T, which is doing even worse, should be ashamed of themselves for dropping Newsmax and OAN. We should drop them. Right on. And then if DirecTV has really cut Newsmax, which is doing well in the ratings, I'm cutting DirecTV. I don't even want them anymore. And that includes parent company AT&T. Right on. I bet a lot of people are going to dump them. You know, I hope so. And then we have breaking. Trump alone calls for peace. Biden escalates to what he called World War III in Ukraine. DC Inquirer. Man, that whole area has got to de-escalate. De-escalate big time. There was a big shakeup over there. A bunch of Zelensky people got fired. Facebook, Instagram frantically reinstate favorite President Trump as they lose billions. Should never happen again. Trump touts Facebook reinstatement, highlights True Social, future unlimited. So he said he wouldn't post on Twitter again. Is he going to post on Facebook? That ought to be interesting. If they'd cover the news fairly, this wouldn't be happening. People don't want fake news. Washington Post, the WAPU, hit with Biden area layoffs as subscriptions plummet. The WAPU began to lay off some employees on Tuesday, less than a week after billionaire owner Jeff Bezos made an appearance at a newsroom meeting. The paper is eliminating 20 existing positions. And then we have Don Lemon has been a loser from day one, has zero credibility. He is a negative ratings machine and always will be the dumbest man on television. It's a Breitbart article, Don Lemon. He's a lemon, all right. You get sour stuff out of lemons. Trump Towers, new poll shows the Don has 35-point lead over GOP opponents. According to a recent Premise data poll, former president and 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump has a commanding lead over potential GOP primary challengers. He's up 35 points on Ron DeSantis. And then he has this video posted here. So let's check it out. What did he say? President Trump's plan to save American education and give power back to parents.
Our public schools have been taken over by the radical left maniacs. Here is my plan to save American education, restore power to American parents. First, we will cut federal funding for any school or program pushing critical race theory, gender ideology, or other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto our children. We're not going to allow it to happen. Next, I will direct the Department of Justice and Education to open civil rights investigations into any school district that has engaged in race-based discrimination. That includes discrimination against Asian Americans. The Marxism being preached in our schools is also totally hostile to Judeo-Christian teachings, and in many ways, it's resembling an established new religion. Can't let that happen. For this reason, my administration will aggressively pursue potential violations of the Establishment Clause and the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution. That's very simple. Additionally, on day one, we will begin to find and remove the radical zealots and Marxists who have infiltrated the Federal Department of Education. And that also includes others, and you know who you are, because we're not going to allow anybody to hurt our children. Joe Biden has given these lunatics unchecked power. I will have them fired and escorted from the building, and I will tell Congress that any appropriations bill I sign must reaffirm the president's ability to remove defiant employees from the job. It's all about our children. I will veto the sinister effort to weaponize civics education. We will keep men out of women's sports, and we will create a new credentialing body that will be the gold standard anywhere in the world to certify teachers who embrace patriotic values, support our way of life, and understand that their job is not to indoctrinate children, but very simply to educate them. Finally, I will implement massive funding preferences and favorable treatment for all states and school districts that make the following historic reforms in education. One, abolish teacher tenure for grades K through 12 so we can remove bad teachers and adopt merit pay to reward good teachers. We want great teachers in our schools. Two, drastically cut the bloated number of school administrators, including the costly, divisive, and unnecessary diversity, equity, and inclusion bureaucracy. Three, adopt a parental bill of rights that includes complete curriculum transparency and a form of universal school choice. And four, implement the direct election of school principals by the parents. It's all about the parents for their children. More than anyone else, parents know what their children need. If any principal is not getting the job done, the parents should be able to vote to fire them and select someone who will. This will be the ultimate form of local control. Our country has, frankly, never had anything like it, or let's say for at least the last 50 years. As the saying goes, personnel is policy, and at the end of the day, if we have pink-haired communists teaching our kids, we have a major problem. When I'm president, we will put parents back in charge and give them the final say. We will get back to teaching reading, writing, and math, called arithmetic, and we will give our kids the high-quality pro-American education they deserve. We spend more per pupil than any nation in the world by double. We're going to keep spending the money, but we're now going to get our money's worth. We're at the end of every list on education, and yet we spend the most. We're going to change it around. We may spend the most, but we're going to be tops in education, no matter where you go, anywhere in the world. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's see what else he has. So Crooked Hillary Clinton's lawyer from the biggest of all Democrat law firms, and which is headed up by Chuck Schumer's brother. Oh, Lord, help us. Schumer. I didn't know there was another one of them things running around. Is put into the, is put into the Manhattan District Attorney's Office in order to dredge up bull, you know what he wanted to say there, to prosecute Trump, a totally corrupt weaponization of law enforcement by the Democrats, run directly by the Department of Injustice, D.C., who have implanted their own people into that office. In the meantime, record-breaking murders and violent crime are not even being looked at. That is just such a sad statement to have to make. Then he says, if I were president, the Russian-Ukraine war would never have happened. But even now, if president, I would be able to negotiate an end to this horrible and rapidly escalating war within 24 hours. Such a tragic waste of human life. Oh my God. Let's pray for that, guys. He could stop it in 24 hours. And then we have Rumble Link with Don Jr. from the Barrett. A great interview by Don Jr. with Kevin McCarthy. And then we have this from Kevin McCarthy.
For the first 6 years of my education, I had to go to speech lessons because I couldn't say my alphabet. I was not the valedictorian.
Sorry, I was trying to make it bigger.
For the first 6 years of my education, I had to go to speech lessons because I couldn't say my alphabet. I was not the valedictorian. I had to struggle for everything that happened. So what's going to happen in your life is not going to come easy. I hope you work at it. And when you have a struggle, do not give up. The one thing my father taught me, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So you may not have started with everything you wanted in life, but you know what? With the work you're doing, you can end up with everything you need in life. Thank you very much and God bless.
Yes, that's the way the universe works. If you know how to work it correctly, Speaker Kevin McCarthy posted that. For the first 6 years of my education, I had to go to speech therapy. Now I'm the Speaker of the House. Not how you start, it's how you finish. And then he posted this letter from Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House. I have rejected the appointments of Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell for the House Intelligence Committee. Right on, I'm not going to bother reading it. We know they're traitors. Review. I really like the five on Fox News, especially the host, with the exception of wacky Jessica Tarlov, who is absolutely terrible. Her facts are knowingly wrong. Her jittery presentation is horrendous. And, forgive me, her voice is grating and unendurable. Juan Williams was terrible, but better than her. I couldn't stand her. I know the show is doing well, but no thanks to Jessica. I find her impossible to take in large doses. And put out this review because it is important to expose fake news and fake people. Wow. That is epic. So let me look for more stuff. Okay, we're going to look at Cowboy and then I'm going to sign off after a song. He says, it's been 10 weeks, hoping that tomorrow is Twitter Freedom Day. And tomorrow's Friday. The 27th, today's already Friday the 27th. So Freedom Friday, says Mr. Tweet. And Elon Musk changed his name to Mr. Tweet now. And he says he can't change it back. Boom. Project Veritas, from what I've heard, is they are optimizing it. COVID mutation process. Okay, we already went through all that. So we know what that's all about. And then he's got Dan's such a tease. Dan Scavino Jr. posted a picture of President Trump working on his phone somewhere. I can't tell if that's his Mar-a-Lago office or what. Such a tease. Dan's such a tease, says Cowboy. I thought changing your username would cause you to lose your verification checkmark. Elon must have some pull. Changed my name to Mr. Tweet. Now Twitter won't let me change it back. See, I told you. He said that. And he was laughing about it. Then he has Trump Truth. Nice, says President Trump to Chad Vivas's Trump card in the queue up here. And Chad Vivas, I'll remind you guys, is Robert David Steele's cousin. If you know who he is, he's passed on, supposedly due to COVID. And then I've covered all of that already, so let me get you guys a song. Now. I would like to thank you for watching and point out that all of the links I use to make the show are in the show notes, along with links to American-made products like MyPillowGuide.com, where you can save up to 66% using promo code ZBRUN at checkout. And Mike gets 100% of that. I donate all the commission money back to his legal defense fund, who is helping Carrie Lake in her giant fight against the deep state. So thank you to everyone who has used that. You were helping Mike. And if you're considering My Pillow Guy, I'd be honored because you'd be helping Mike with that as well. So I do have this t-shirt for sale, though, Patriotically Correct. It's only $20, but I only have size 3X. Kmart and Sears made these in 2016, and then they never allowed the sales or the stores to sell them. So these came out of their bankruptcy recently in Chicago. So they are new old stock, banned collectibles from Trump's first run for office. But I only have size 3X, and I have about three of them in small. But they're only $20 if you want one. I think they're cool. And I also have other American-made products and promo codes in the show notes. And you can also buy me a coffee. And thank you to everyone just for watching the show. Now I have something really special for you. Since James O'Keefe is exposing Pfizer and the COVID mess, I've found the perfect song. Here we go. Now, sometimes finding a perfect song is not easy, but this one just fell into my lap. You guys are going to love this, and I love you for watching and caring about humanity. I will see you on the next broadcast. Bye-bye. Enjoy this one. This is a riot.
Is this a fever? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown, no escape from the family. Don't touch your eyes, just hand sanitize quickly. I'm just a boomer, no job security, because I'm easy spread, even though I washed my hands. Laying low, I look out the window. The curve doesn't look flatter to me.
I see a little silhouette of a man. What a douche, did he even wash his hands though? The toilet paper frightening, very, very frightening me. Facing mortality. He's just a poor boy facing mortality. Spare him his life from this monstrosity. Touch your face, wash your hands. Will you wash your hands? Bismillah. No, we will not wash our hands.
Wash your hands.
Bismillah. We will not wash our hands.
Wash your hands.
Bismillah. We will not wash our hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Never, never wash our hands. Never know.
So thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you on the next broadcast. Bye-bye.